God.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
All right, here we go. What day is it? Thursday, right? It's the day before Friday because yesterday was garbage day at the ranch.
That's correct.
All right. Yeah, so we're getting there. Greg's favorite day of the week coming up tomorrow. I have to admit, Friday's my, you know, kind of my favorite too. I
just
can't
a,
that.
Just a lead into a day to rest.
Is it really a day to rest?
I never rest on Saturday though. I never do.
Yeah,
I got too much going on.
It's just a different kind of work. That's all.
Yep.
Can you come help me with this? You know what I always love? Can you help me get this dresser downstairs?
Yeah. No.
No, that's why we have a son.
Yep.
Well, he's asleep. Wake him up.
Welcome, yeah.
Welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios. Mark Walters. Oh, and you know, we're on the Crossbreed mic right now, and the Fort Worth Army mic is lit up, so we're going to go ahead and make that change right there for the cameras. There you go. We are on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. I just put an order in for some more holsters today. I can't wait to get them. They're shipping today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're comfortable, too. Getting them for the big SIG. Yeah, the big 226.
Sure.
And now some full-size handguns. I tell you, these things are interchangeable, man. I mean, one holster, I always carry. But between the Super Tuck and these innate tacticals by Crossbreed, you got no excuse not to have a gun on you. And a full-size gun if you want one, because they disappear. They just disappear. You carry in a bathing suit. That's how they just clip right in. Inside the waist, clip it to the edge of a bathing suit, put a T-shirt on, boom. Wherever you happen to go with a bathing suit. I go to Home Depot and Walmart with a bathing suit. I look like a Walmart shopper when I go to Walmart. I mean, you got to look that part, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, man. Where do you want to start today? Good heavens. I've got the AP is talking about open court because of the ruling on gun control laws. I'm going to cover some of that for you. Oregon, KBNP listeners, wow, are we going to talk about what you got going on out there today? Epic times. There was a lot working today doing research and some triage. But I got to be honest with you, Greg, we don't talk about Oregon enough.
No, they typically fall in that category of the left coast that is not doing anything that's pertinent to gun rights. We know they're just taking rights. And we specifically, unfortunately, focus on Portland. There's other cities there, and there's, you know, a lot of things going on in that state. You know, there's a couple counties that want to annex into, I think it's Wyoming? No, not Wyoming.
Idaho, I think.
Yeah, Idaho. And so, yeah. You know, there's a lot going on over there politically, but, you know, they're just kind of in our blind spot.
And they shouldn't be.
No, they shouldn't.
It's like Washington State.
Yeah.
Washington State is a petri dish for gun grabbers because it's quiet. We talk about it, but if we didn't talk about it and it wasn't written about in pro-gun blogs and articles and places, I mean, you have to go out and find it. You don't see it on ABC, NBC, so you can CBS, which sadly is still where most Americans get their news from, those alphabet soup networks.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't see it on CNN, LOL. You don't see it on MSDNC. And you rarely see it on Fox. You don't see it on Newsmax because it just flies under the radar. Mainly, I guess, because it's a state issue, right?
Sure.
And they don't deem that to be, quote unquote, national news. Well, it is national news, but that's why the gun grabbers are out there doing whatever they do, growing their bacteria of freedom and hate, of un-American anti-freedom hatred. But Oregon's got a man. Now, Kevin from Oregon Firearms Federation, OFF, has been on the show a number of times in the past. We might have to bring him in here to talk a little bit about this. There's a ballot initiative in Oregon. It's a ballot measure that could effectively wipe out, and I do mean this, guys, literally end legal firearm sales in the state of Oregon. Did
wow.
you hear me?
Wow.
And it's just flying under the radar. It's not going to fly under the radar today. We're going to bring it above the radar, like those little UFO Tic Tacs, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. Those little UFO Tic Tacs. That was random. I have no idea where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But they're above the radar.
Well, there's
they're
that.
Being picked up on radar, those UFOs, because I absolutely believe in UFOs. Said that before. I am not ashamed to tell you that. I think if we think we know everything, we're just as arrogant as Washington politicians. Because we don't. But I could go down that hole, but I don't want to go down that hole right now. But this is an incredibly dangerous ballot measure in Oregon. So let's take a little bit about it. It's Measure 114 is what it's called. The Changes to Gun Ownership and Purchase Requirements Initiative. Now, as we saw years ago, Greg, it's been long enough that I don't even know that you were running the show at the time.
Possibly not.
Initiative 591 in Washington, 591 and 594, anti-gun initiatives. The key to these ballot measures is how they're presented to the voter on the ballot.
Oh, yeah.
What is the ballot? How does that initiative read? What are people going to see? Now, if you're an anti-gunner, you want it to make it look like it's not so bad and it's not anti-gun and nobody wants to take your guns and this is just a gun safety measure. That's how you would expect these things to read, and that's what you're going to push for the, in this case, they have a 500-word explanatory statement that's going to appear in a voter's guide this fall in November. 500 words.
Mm.
I can blow through 500 words very quickly and skew whatever I want to skew in 500 words. It's enough room for me to lie to you. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In the same breath, it's also enough room for me to tell you the truth. This initiative is going to screw you out of your gun rights. You won't be able to do this, and I can make it very clear. But if I'm an anti-gunner, I can make it sound any way I want to make it sound, and 500 words is enough to do that. And when you're talking about the lowest common denominator, the Kool-Aid drinkers who fall for everything you say because they're wearing orange shirts and they're no longer thinking, they're not capable of thinking for themselves, those people change minds. They're very, very effective. We were talking about Diana Mueller just the other day and her response to Shannon Watso and Every Town for Gun Safety. And she was reminding us in no uncertain terms how effective those organizations are at doing what they do. And when you're a Shannon Watso and you're a professional PR person, well, of course you're going to be effective. That's why she's a professional PR person. She's very good at it. And PR people know how to twist things to make you look good. Think celebrities, all right? Think Amber Heard and Johnny Depp if you were one of those goofballs following that stuff every day. Maybe you were and you're not a goofball. I shouldn't say that. But I don't know, Greg, if you were following that every day, were you a goofball? Let me say this. If you had enough time on your hands to follow that.
Yeah, I think that's the big point of it is if you had enough time to follow that. And I know there are a lot of people that did follow it. I only saw what I could see in our newsroom here. It wasn't something that I was entertained by. But I did find out that she was filing for bankruptcy recently. So,
Well, that's what happens when you get hit with a big payout. I'll just file bankruptcy and, you'll get nothing. I think OJ.
Yeah. Yep.
And let me go to Florida and buy a big mansion, spend $30 million because in Florida they can't take anything from me. And it's my home, and it's a homestead rule, and I'll put all my money in there. And the families of the people I murdered will get nothing. That's how these people operate. They're evil. But this measure, again, it's called the Changes to Gun Ownership and Purchase Requirements Initiative. KBNP 1410 AM listeners, I hope you're aware of this. If you're not, you're aware of it now. And boy, do you need to be paying attention. Because this initiative, its number one thrust is requiring you to have a permit to obtain any firearm. And some people are thinking, really? I mean, I live in Illinois. I've been getting a FOID card my whole life. I live in Massachusetts. I've had to get a firearms owner. I live in Maryland. I live in New Jersey. That's nothing new to me. This is steroids. This is on steroids. This is a shot of testosterone in addition to that. If the permit would be required to obtain any firearm, magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds are completely outlawed. meaning you have to turn them in. Some of your pump shotguns, think your Remington 870s, are banned. And the state police will be required to maintain a searchable database, guys. Searchable database.
Yikes.
Public database.
Yikes.
Searchable public database. Let me put that all in one sentence for you.
Oof.
Of all permit applications. So it's public, it's searchable, you can go there and find out if so-and-so is seeking a permit application. Not to carry a gun, not to get a permit, but to simply buy a gun. And we'll go deeper into this in just a moment, because this is really frightening stuff. Reminder that this is what they have in store for us. They're never going away. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit mypillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. National Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Welcome back to the show. Oh, I like that rejoin. I like that. I like that a lot. I did those this morning to get them in time today, but I love the message. And if you were listening, I think the 30-second spot ran right before that, right, when we were leading up?
It did.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. So you can start hearing the new Daniel Defense spots there running on the daytime show and the weekend show as well. Greg, you know, before we get cracking again with Oregon, you know, I did 3 radio interviews already today.
Ugh.
And I have 3 more tomorrow and at your favorite time, morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Not to mention I did 97.1 FM, Mark Cox Morning Show in St. Louis on Tuesday, 2A Tuesday.
Sure.
But I don't have to do the show. I'm just a guest. All I have to do is get my lazy self up in time to do it.
Right. Do a segment or two.
I don't have to be doing the prep at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
No, no.
But I can't tell a lie. I did wake up about 5 minutes before the interview. I had set my alarm, fall back asleep, and popped up at like 25 after, and they call me at 35 after. So
that's the way it happens.
7:35 out there. It happens. It happens.
That's the way it goes.
It definitely does. Let's go back to Oregon here. This is scary stuff, guys. When I was going through my prep today, I saw this, and I thought, you know, I can't believe that I haven't seen a release about this yet. I what am I not paying attention to? What am I missing here? So, and I'm in tune with this stuff. And it kind of went under the radar. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe it means that the other side is doing a really, really good job of not letting this out until now. Let me recap. I'm talking about Measure 114. Changes to Gun Ownership and Purchase Requirements Initiative. Now, do me a favor, when you're listening to this, put this in the context of the Bruin decision in New York. And remember what we've talked about. If you're new to the program, let me explain. The Bruin decision says, essentially, you have to go back and look at the history of the Second Amendment. Were these types of initiatives in place historically in America? So just keep that in mind as we go through this. And think also of what Newsom is doing in California, what Hochul is doing in New York, what Murphy is doing in New Jersey, whatever his name is in Massachusetts is doing. And what the Democrats are all mad about, in particular the gun grabbers, because Maryland isn't doing it. Because Maryland said, okay, we have to remove this and let's move on to the permit process. That's what the Bruin decision says. Keep all of that in context when we go through here. Think about these things. Changes to Gun Ownership and Purchase Requirements Initiative. It's going to require you to get a permit to obtain any firearm. Okay, as we said before, those of you in Illinois, those of you in Maryland, those of you or New Jersey, New York, etc., you've been living with FOID cards forever. So that doesn't sound like a big deal. It's a very big deal. Because this comes with a ton of caveats. Because it will also outlaw your magazines that are not outlawed now, of which, Greg, there are probably, I would say, well over a million in circulation just in Oregon alone.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
If you're a gunner, I mean, how many magazines do I have? My gosh, I've lost count. Multiply me by, you know, a couple hundred thousand people. Okay. So it's a lot of magazines because it would outlaw them without grandfathering anything in, including outlawing some pump shotguns that would exceed a 10-round limit. And state police, as I mentioned before we went to the break, are going to be required to maintain a searchable public database of all permit applications. Think ATF banging on your door like Delaware just the other day. Put all this together and see what's happening here. July 26th, a 5-person committee was convened in Oregon, comprising 2 members who helped to draft, I'm quoting now from the Epoch Times, great paper, by the way, comprising two members who helped to draft and promote the citizen-driven ballot measure. Another who supports it and 2 who oppose it met to write, and this is key, the 500-word explanatory statement, which is going to appear, Oregon, on your voter's guide this fall. That statement is going to be critical. Those of you who are in tune with your gun rights and might be members of Oregon Firearms Federation or National Rifle Association members or SAF members or fans of Armed American Radio, you're in tune with this stuff. You'll be able to pick through the nonsense when you read it. But think of the vast majority of people, and sadly, Greg, it is the vast majority of people who aren't in tune with it, whose first initiation to it is going to be what they read on that ballot initiative. So how it's explained, dare I say, is absolutely critical to the outcome of the vote. Well, this doesn't sound so bad. This is a gun safety measure. I mean, I don't have a problem with this. I'm a gun owner, and I don't mind having to get a permit to buy a gun because I have all the guns I need, and I'm not going to need to get another permit. And I think if somebody wants to get another gun, well, you know, maybe a permit's not so bad. You know, Aunt Jane lives in Illinois, and she's had to get a permit to buy a gun for years. I mean, and she's got guns. What's wrong with that? If it saves one life, then it's all worth it. It's not an infringement. The explanatory committee is charged with preparing an impartial, simple, and understandable statement explaining the ballot measure. By omitting certain key components of the summary, voters are misled as to what the ballot measure will do or not do. And let's continue about what else this would do, in addition to what I just mentioned. It would enact a law in Oregon requiring a permit issued by local law enforcement agency to purchase any firearm. That means, guys, that you have to pay a fine, be fingerprinted, complete a safety training class, and pass a criminal background check just to get a permit. Hopefully, if you jump through all these hoops and do so properly, and the law enforcement officer thinks you did so properly, then you can buy your gun. The applicant must also, in Oregon, if this passes, complete a hands-on demonstration, get this, Greg, of basic firearms handling in order to qualify for the permit, in addition to everything that I just mentioned. You will have to show up, think about this, at a law enforcement office near you to show whoever the law enforcement officer is on duty that day that you have the ability to load, unload, and store your firearm. And you have to prove it to them by doing so and completing that process in front of the designated law enforcement official so that you can get a firearm, because without that permit and without their approval, you won't be able to get the permit. Now, when I come back, I'm going to remind you that Oregon already has incredibly strict, very restrictive gun storage laws. So you can't legally loan a gun to somebody. So that forces you to have to go through this process. And we're up against a break. Wait till we come back. We'll talk more about it. Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Gunbroker.com studios lit up for you. Mark Walters on the Crossbreed. Mike, all of it is presented to you today by X Insurance. Have you checked out X Insurance yet? Do yourself a favor. Check it out. Get yourself a policy. Go over there and start the process. We made it really simple for you. It's really easy to do. I was communicating with the people that wrote my policy yesterday for various reasons, and that was my firearm policy, my protective policy. It's a real insurance policy. And you can pick the phone up and talk to the people at the insurance company and do things and change your policy. And it really renews because it's a real policy. X Insurance, we made it really easy for you. Visit armedamericanradio.com, click on the X Insurance banner, and bam, we take you right there. Greg, breaking headline. Oh, before I go any farther, before I get into the headline, a lot of lively chat going on today in Telegram. Greg, tell people where they can watch the show and get involved in the chat.
Sure, absolutely. If you are new to the show and want to watch it and hear all the behind-the-scenes hijinks and sausage during the breaks, go to armedamericanradio.org. In the top right corner, click the three little hash marks and select Watch Live. You can hear what we talk about behind the scenes, during the breaks, and obviously watch Mark while he's while we're doing the show. If you want to join the chat live Sunday through Friday, download the Telegram messaging app. If you don't have, if you already have it, just do a search for Armed American Radio Conversations. It's an open group. Just click join.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. We appreciate it very much. I'll
John Adine, Dr. John Adine, is listening to the program, and he's involved in the chat in there today, too. He's going to be on, he's going to be joining Paul Lathrop today.
Oh, okay.
Talking about his experience shooting with Rick Ector in a training class over the week.
All right.
Earlier in the week.
John does a lot of that.
Greg. So, yeah. What's that, his 15,000th class that
he
takes over
there? Yeah, I believe so.
And he is a doctor. He is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. He's the real deal. He's fixed family members of mine, okay? And I trust him with medical advice for me. And I think John has had 15,000 umpteenth hours of training. And he's going to be talking about that with Paul Lathrop. We'll get some more information for you so you can listen to him after the show today. Breaking news while we were during the break from the Metro Atlanta area. Shock headline pops up from CBS 46. Three dead, others injured after four shootings in less than 2 hour span. In Atlanta, they forgot to say Democrat-run Atlanta. Good. I'm not shocked, but, you know, this stuff pops up on you live while we're talking about these things. I just have to point that stuff out. I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't. Did you want to comment on that, Greg? Any shock there for you? Shock headline for you or not a shock headline?
No, I'm certain I could probably just tune into the Dallas County Sheriff's Department radio and hear the same thing going on. So it's, you know, Democrat cities. Democrats going Democrat.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
AWR Hawkins. Let's continue talking about this incredibly dangerous ballot initiative 114 flying kind of under the radar, at least nationally until now, happening in Oregon that is so dangerous. The measure calls upon the Oregon State Police to come up with these permitting and training programs, but there's no consequence if they don't, and there's no time frame for coming up with them. The measure does not estimate the cost because it doesn't have a cost built into it, and Greg, nor does it analyze any impact on small local police departments, which are all over the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, and there are some great sheriffs in Oregon, has estimated that, and I quote now from Epic Times, that even if a person could somehow complete the required training, think about, let's just stop right there. The Oregon Sheriff's Association has estimated that even if a person could somehow complete the required training. Doesn't that insinuate that a lot of people aren't going to be able to complete the required training?
I think you have to match Dr. John Adine in training in order to qualify for a license in Oregon, it sounds like.
I mean, this is just chock full. These are the sheriffs. This is the OSSA out there, the Oregon Sheriff's Association, State Sheriff's Association. Even if you have to put the intonation and put the inflection in when you read it, there's a couple different ways you could read this, right? The Oregon State Sheriff's Association has estimated that even if a person could somehow complete the required training, the permitting process could cost sheriffs almost $40 million annually. Or you can read it the way I like to read it. The Oregon State Sheriff's Association has estimated that even if a person could somehow complete the required training, the permitting process could cost sheriffs almost 40 million bones annually. See the difference? But nothing in the measure provides any funding, and the fees included would not come anywhere close to covering the costs. They just don't care. They don't think. I quote now, here's Kevin Sterrett from the Oregon Firearms Federation, who is a good friend of mine in this program, therefore a good friend of yours. He's been on the show numerous times. We'll bring him on to talk about this. We'll reach out to him today later, actually. Numerous police departments and sheriff's offices have agreed that complying with this measure will either be exorbitantly expensive or impossible. None have said they will be offering the training required to apply for the permit to purchase, which sheriffs and local police will be tasked with administering. The worst part about this, and it's pointed out in the Epic Times piece, is that this will give Oregon State Police unfettered authority, is the quote unquote, unfettered authority to go after whatever personal information they want about an applicant so that they can deny the applicant for permit or for any reason for a denial. For simply failing to cooperate. the way the initiative is written. No information is off limits. None. Nothing. Now, I asked you to think about this in the context of the Bruin decision in New York. How do you think Justice Thomas, if he were to stand up before a committee with the decision, the opinion that he penned, that he authored, that made clear, you cannot do this, wouldn't you love to see that conversation?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be fun if Kevin and the OFF were to invite Justice Thomas out to Oregon to stand at a meeting and talk to these people?
Mm.
That won't happen, but my gosh, would that be something to see? Oh, good heavens.
I'd like to read the opinion if someone decided that they were going to sue and take this all the way as far as they got to go, even if it reaches the Supreme Court. I'd like to see the opinion that comes down from that after the ensuing litigation.
Yeah, this is going to go. First of all, this has to pass.
Yeah.
Now, somebody out there is asking right now, what do you think? Is this going to pass? Oregon, you're tuned in right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I would like to be able to tell you, Oregon listeners in particular, but this has implications across the country. It's not just Oregon. When this thing happens in Oregon, or it happens in Washington, or it happens in Jersey, it happens to all of us, because this is the vision that they have for all of us. Let's assume it passed. Guess what Shannon Watso will be tweeting within minutes?
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations to Oregon voters who passed even more common sense gun safety measures. You can see it now. And this is what they're going to push everywhere. That's why this is so important. The measure also allows registered owners of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds to retain them so long as they were purchased before the ban. So there is a retention. I said that there wasn't. Let me stand corrected there. But how do you prove when you purchased a magazine? That becomes the issue.
I guess you got to keep your receipt.
Ask me if I have a receipt for the umpteen, I don't even know how many magazines I have.
Is there a digital transaction?
Of mine?
Yeah. Was it bought online? Was it? Did you swipe a card at a retailer?
I couldn't even tell you.
They'll make you go back through your bank accounts.
Well, I can't predict what's going to happen in Oregon, but I'll do my level best to give you some thoughts about how this turns out. We still have more to talk about. Wait till you hear the boneheaded comment from one of the Democrats. That won't shock you either. We'll be right back.
The left is comprised of a bunch of mouth breathers that don't know the difference between Thousand Island dressing and a spark plug.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed mic. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom on the mic. All of it presented by X Insurance. And you just heard that rejoin, Daniel Defense. Great company bringing you this segment. You've got some new rejoins and some new spots from Daniel Defense as well that we just put in the lineup today, went into rotation. Great stuff from a great company, all made right here in Black Creek, Georgia, 100 Warfighter Way, Black Creek, Georgia, without a doubt the coolest address that I'm aware of in the state of Georgia, no doubt. AAR Ranch, too, is a pretty cool address. I have to say that. AAR Ranch. Love that stuff. Please visit all of our partners. Please go out of your way to do so. Visit crimeresearch.org and help Dr. John Lott. Visit North American Arms, Car Arms, Bursa. All these fantastic companies that support Armed American Radio. Cornerstone Asset Metals. I made some decisions, Greg, that profited for me just in the past 2 weeks.
All right.
From that. And all I had to do was talk to them. It didn't cost me a penny, guys. Okay? It's like GunBroker. You sign up for GunBroker. It doesn't cost you a penny. It's pretty much a no-brainer. Drinking coffee. I'm drinking a cup of Defender coffee right now as we speak on air because I figured 100 degrees out, let's wear a black Armed American Radio shirt and let's have hot coffee in the studio while the AC is off while we're on the air. Just seemed to make sense to me. DefenderCoffee.com, promo code AAR, and a portion of the profits every time I take a sip of coffee goes to the Second Amendment Foundation at the end of the year. Heaven's Harvest Food, heavensharvest.com. Make sure to check them out. Promo code AAR, free shipping, CASE case, the Pelican pistol case for free. These young entrepreneurs seek us out to want to work with us, to reach you, to support me and this program, which supports the right to keep and bear arms, all of us together. Please, I ask you, go out of your way. Drink some Defender coffee. Buy a bag for somebody if you're not a coffee drinker. Give it as a gift. Support the Second Amendment Foundation or Gun Owners of America or whoever else is listed on there now. I like SAF for obvious reasons. I work very closely with Mr. Gottlieb at the SAF every single day. And a great organization fighting in courtrooms across the country. But you can do whatever you want, whatever floats your boat. Your mileage may vary. Either way, it supports the Second Amendment. See? No-brainer. So work with them. We'll talk about more of our partners coming up later in the program as well. But all of this is presented to you every day by X Insurance. Back to Oregon. How do you prove when you bought a magazine? There are no serial numbers. There's no way for you to prove that you had this before the law passed. So what's pointed out by an attorney in Oregon is you therefore have to prove your innocence. That's not the way this works. Lawfully owned magazines that exceed 10 rounds may not be used for self-defense outside the home. Under the ballot initiative measurement, the magazines, guys, hear what I'm telling you, that are grandfathered in are restricted to your property, a private shooting range, or a gunsmith, or during a firearms competition. But you have to get it there, don't you? Does the initiative have anything to do with the... I don't know. The minute you leave the house... That 15-round magazine, according to the attorney, I'm quoting now Williamson, the minute you leave the house, a 15-round magazine is now illegal and you could be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor for each magazine in your possession because you're not in your home or at a gun range. And you could be charged multiple times for the same magazine since magazines do not contain identifying markings. What does that do to you? Greg, that turns you into a crook. Literally overnight. Now, take a listen to, I have to slide into home with this one, because the Democrats are coming, the Democrats are coming. We heard that drop from AWR. This is brilliant. Committee member Margaret Onley, she is an Oregon labor and employment attorney, and of course she supports the measure. You know what she said? But they would have time to turn those magazines in. They would have time to turn those magazines in.
Mm-mm. Turn them into who? And I didn't, what am I going to take them back to the academy?
She means turn them into the police. These people live in a utopia.
Well, I didn't buy it from the police department, so they don't get to receive my property. That's just
Here's
not how
deal.
This works.
Pass it, you want it, you come and get it. And it gets to a point when Angry Mark comes out of the box that I say something like this. Hey, Margaret Onley. Ooh, I gotta be so. Line up at the front of the stack, lady.
Yep. Yep.
This is what they're pushing. I can promise you, Margaret Onley, with a boneheaded comment,
but they wouldn't have time to turn them in. They wouldn't have time to turn those magazines in.
Would have no problem with armed agents coming to your door to take your magazines because you
didn't turn them in and you had time to.
She going to put herself in the front of the stack to do it? This is where they're pushing people. There was a time in America that would, to say that would have been almost, you wouldn't have even thought about it. But this is where they're pushing it. Here's where I say, I told you in the previous segment, I'm going to give you a prediction without giving you a prediction, kind of giving you a prediction anyway. Do I think this could pass in Oregon? Sadly, I do think it could pass. And here's why. Because Oregon, like Washington, is a red state. Save for the large cities. Where, unfortunately, most of the voters are concentrated. And it will require, as we saw in Washington State, with the initiatives that passed in Washington, every single gun owner, and I mean every single gun owner outside the cities, every single one of you, KBNP 1410 AM listeners, every single one of you are going to have to go to the polls. Every one of you. Because if they do what they're effective at doing in the cities, this can pass. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. Maybe there's a chance. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm just warning you that you can't get complacent. This can pass. But here's the kicker. And I asked you to think about this in the context of Bruin, did I not? I don't think you'll find any precedent in U.S. history in which a citizen has to go through so many hoops to exercise constitutional rights. This is the first of its kind, and if it passes, it will wind up in court. Greg, they have to know this.
Oh, yeah. They want this.
Care. They do not care. And I'm going to tell you right now that these Democrats that have been living with a friendly, liberal, progressive, un-American Ninth Circus for so many years are conditioned to believe, well, the Ninth Circuit will protect me and the odds it will make it to the Supreme Court is just so small. Except the Supreme Court has already spoken. Justice Thomas has made it clear. And in this case, Attorney Williamson is absolutely spot on. There is no precedent in U.S. history. Can you imagine? Let's go back to Paul Revere. I don't think old Paul Revere had to beg permission from the county sheriff to get a permit to buy a gun so he could take it on a night ride. These people hate you, and you have to be aware of it. They hate you. They despise you. That's why they do these things, and that's why we bring it to your attention. We have another hour coming up. Don't go away. Enjoy the rest of your break. We'll be back six after.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.